Welcome to Show and Tell with the Two Mortgage Guys. We come to you live every Tuesday at noon on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Today, we've got our buddy Brad Priday with Rail and Shepherd Insurance. Stick around.
Brad Priday has 19 years experience in the insurance industry and is licensed in property and casualty and life insurance. He graduated in 1984 from Sykeston High School in Sykeston, Missouri, and attended college at Anderson University. He played football at Anderson and graduated in 1988 with degrees in marketing and management. Brad's been married to his wife, Jennifer, for 34 years. They have twin daughters, Kayla and Kelsey, and their youngest daughter, Kennedy. Let's welcome Brad to the show.
Thanks for having me, guys.
It's good to have you back. You were one of the first, if I remember right. You were one of the first four or five shows we did. Probably.
Yeah. April. You guys were actually in the Caribbean somewhere.
Well, we were. That's right. You did this show where we were
in Puerto Rico.
Yeah. Well, sorry, man. I know you were thinking the next time you came on, like we were going to take you to someplace nice, and here we are.
Yeah. Right. Well, it's warmer outside than it's been, so.
Well, that's right. We got that going for us anyway.
Well, hey, we're going to talk about Airbnb and the concept of that, and then, you know, your thought process and knowledge as it relates to kind of like protecting yourself in the event you decide to do that, which is pretty interesting, because I never really thought about the insurance perspective of it. Why don't you just explain for somebody who maybe doesn't really know what it means to an Airbnb, or like what the concept of that is? We'll start from there.
Well, Airbnb kind of started, I think, when everybody used to go, we're going to a bed and breakfast, where you go and you stay somewhere and then you have breakfast at a place, and, you know, one of those. But it started to be where people found out that people could rent their own home out for a weekend, for a night, two nights, whatever it may be. And then they have a rental property that they have, and that they could rent that property out instead of doing their normal long-term one-year lease or whatever. They'll do short-term rentals throughout that. And so I think that's where it's all started. The insurance industry really didn't know how to insure it until just a few years ago. And because, I mean, you don't think about the things that can happen on the insurance side, but you could have theft, you could have vandalism, personal injury. Somebody gets injured in your house. I mean, how's that going to be protected? Because really, you've created a business. And so it's not really a personal thing anymore. It's a business. It's a business related thing. So that's kind of just people trying to find other avenues to make money. And they found a need that people are wanting. They're not wanting to spend that time in a hotel. You might get a couple of families to go in together and rent a house for a weekend. They're here for a ball game or a tournament or whatever it may be. It could be here, Indianapolis. Right now, just think how crazy it is in Phoenix, Arizona with the Super Bowl.
Right.
I'm sure that you have people, you know, players, athletes, people part of the NFL are renting houses out there this weekend. And there's no telling what they're paying for them either.
I actually did that in Phoenix with my brother a few years back. We rented a really super nice house with a pool, and it was really cool. Way better than a hotel experience.
Sure.
Yeah, it's starting to run that direction. Sorry, you know, you got Airbnb and you got VRBO. You got all these different things that, like Ryan said, first, people don't even think it's strange that we're talking about that just all over. But Kokomo, Indiana, I mean, if we focus on that. Ryan, what did you say earlier that you saw was 21?
I did a quick search on Airbnb.com, and I didn't put a date. I just, you know, Kokomo, basically, and found 21 homes.
Around this area, so.
In Kokomo, I mean, you can certainly find them even in the smaller outskirts. You might be surprised where somebody's willing to put one up. Somebody was telling me the other day that they knew somebody that had one on Miami County, but it was like on the river. But it was booked, like booked out, like a little river retreat. So it wasn't even like a crazy nice home or anything, but for somebody to come from wherever they normally live and have that experience for a weekend or a week is worth the money, right?
Yeah. So we did one quick story on that. My brother came into town. He's from Arkansas. But same way, they like to stay in a house instead of a hotel. If they've got two daughters that are like 13 and 11. So it's just easier for them. But Yeah, they did one in Kokomo, but when they were looking to book it, the person just had some of the other things like, we've got Kokomo Speedway, Championship Park where there's games and it's going to continually grow with what they've got on it. So there's different things that draw people into Kokomo that the people from Kokomo don't really realize, like there's why somebody would want to come here and do an Airbnb, but there is.
Well, Grand Park down in Westfield has caused a lot of that too, because they're playing games there. They're using Kokomo as an overflow. But for you to get from Kokomo to Grand Park, it takes you, what, 25, 30 minutes
Yeah.
left max. And you could be somewhere in Indy and it take you that much time to get to Grand Park just from a traffic standpoint and things like that. So I think it makes sense. I mean, that's why we're getting a lot more hotel activity up here too, for
Yeah.
those reasons.
I would
Which
think
is
too.
good. Like the auto industry here, you can't tell me that Chrysler and what's the other one that was, I mean, yeah, Aptiv. I have to imagine that there's executives coming in and people coming in from other areas that are staying for more than a week or 3 weeks or a month or whatever. And it would be way nicer to have your own house opposed to, a hotel room that duration. So
Right.
I can definitely see a demand for that, even in a town like Kokomo, because we're
Well,
not a we may not be a vacation destination, although it sounds like it. There's other needs, other reasons why people may come stay here.
you got visiting nurses, visiting doctors. They get put on a contract and they're going to be here for a month or 2 months or whatever it may be. You see that across the country too.
Yeah. And now you got things like for us around here, you got Kokomo Bobcats, you got the Jackrabbits, you've got IUK that built their own facility now for basketball. So, right, that's going to start bringing in some additional maybe parents that need to watch a game or something. So, the concept though is it's either my house that I'm going to vacate while I rent it, or it's an additional home that I bought. So, instead of putting in a permanent occupant who lives there throughout the year, I'm going to rent it to multiple individuals in day installments or week installments. I'm going to go to a website like Airbnb or VRBO.com and I'm going to set my rate. I can kind of come up with my own rates, charge cleaning fees, all that good stuff. I don't know. There's probably some rules as to say like how much you can do that with the property that you live in for it to still be considered your primary residence, or for it has impacts on like your ability to insure it. So share that with is like, if I wanted to do that with my own house and I was willing to get out on weekends, can I still insure that as a primary residence, or is it now a business?
You can, but because you have other people that are living, because the primary purpose of your homeowner policy is that it's occupied by the owner, obviously. And when it's not occupied by the owner, this time you can get, they now have endorsements to the policy for incidental business use, things like that, and specifically for short-term rentals. And so, I mean, like I said before, you talk about things. People, you talk about the possibility of vandalism to your home, possibility of theft, possibility of somebody getting injured there, and that, just the whole property being damaged. That those are risks that normally, as a homeowner, you're living there, you wouldn't have that risk because you're not likely going to do those things. I mean, there's always a possibility for personal injury, but
Sure.
if somebody coming on your property, but.
So is there a difference, Brad? Like we have a swimming pool. So if we have friends over and somebody slips and falls and they want to sue me for negligence, my typical policy is going to have some protection for me as a homeowner, right? How's that different then versus if I charge somebody to stay there and they had the same thing happen? So with that's a different policy, is that what you're saying?
Well, you're endorsing your policy that it's not just you as the occupant, and that's what makes the difference in it. Because if you don't have that, I mean, people think, well, I'm going to be leaving for a certain amount of time, and really, if you go by the letter of the law, if a house is vacant for X amount of time, it voids your contract. Excuse me. This is telling people what we're going to be renting, this possibility of renting this during this time period. So
Rental policy. So like we deal with people buying rental properties, right? And typically just if you're covering the dwelling, it's different than if you're covering the contents in the dwelling, right? So on an Airbnb or VRBO or something, the policy is different than what it is if it's a rental property, typically, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's going to have your same basic coverages, but you have things that are part of it that say that this is not a normal rental. Like it's not a long-term rental. It's a short-term rental versus a long-term. And that way they do some rating differences, because if you're renting your house to me for a time, they know that's just one person, you know, it's me. Whenever right. someone's coming from outside, you don't really know who that person is. So they want to make sure that they're getting some premium, because it's a little bit different type of risk than the standard. I'm renting it to John Smith.
Interesting stuff that you get on it. We do the same thing. We've got a couple people that are pre-approved looking, typically in the area. Now, you know, they're just trying to find that right place. But if something pops up that they can pull something off and do that, there's just the opportunity. Like you said, there's always something happening now, and things have changed than what they did 20 years ago. And people used to book hotels. Now people are saying, let's not live in the hotel. Let's go stay in somebody's house.
I think a lot of people, their first look now when they go to a community, if I'm going to go, say I'm going to go to wherever for a wedding, a lot of families would prefer, if they're going to be there for 2 or 3 days, let's find a place that has a kitchen. Someone like Ryan, mm-hmm. you guys love to cook all the time. You'd rather go someplace where your family could all be together in one, under one roof, enjoy time cooking and doing those things, you know, all in one swoop.
What's the difference, like, if normal insurance ran you for a rental property, say it was going to be $1,000 a year, is there a percentage number that tells you about what it's going to be if you're going to decide to make it an Airbnb compared to a rental that's occupied 365 days a year?
Yeah, it's hard to quantify that, because a lot of the risk, the main thing that concerns a lot of the insurance carriers is the liability. You know, we got people that are not normally there that are coming in, and no, there's no telling what they're doing. So that's where you have the risk. And that's not usually a huge difference in premium. So I couldn't really, Steve, give you an idea of it's going to be 12%. I mean, you're probably looking at maybe a 5 to 10% max increase on the premium.
That's not like huge on any means, typically.
No, they just want to make sure that they're insuring it for the right type of risk that it is.
You know, we're talking about the concept of making extra money and renting out property, right? Renting out your home. I've seen people doing this with cars, a slightly different subject, but kind of similar concept. You can go now to another city, and instead of renting from a typical car rental agency, you can literally pay somebody through an app, have their car sitting there waiting for you, and use their car, whether it's an exotic car or a Honda Civic. Are you seeing anything like that as far as insurance? Is it the same concept, or it would require a different policy?
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be a different type of things. They're going to have to endorse it. And a lot of the carriers are going to, whenever it's not you driving that vehicle, I mean, they finally warmed up. Insurance carriers finally warmed up to Uber drivers and stuff like that, having that.
Yeah.
And that really took off more with people hauling food and stuff during COVID. And you saw the insurance carriers had to make an adjustment, and they made that adjustment. I think they got a little bit more understanding of what's going on. And I think moving forward, I mean, anytime someone else is driving your vehicle, it's going to, you know, they know what your risk is, but they don't know what the next person's risk is. So
that very could, that similar to the Airbnb, right? They know who you are in your house, but there are all those guests coming in and out.
Exactly.
What else is new in the insurance world? Anything happened since the last time we had you on the show?
Well, the property, the cost of goods and property have really been a sticking point this year for a lot of the carriers. I mean, we're fortunate our companies aren't as heavy on the coast, especially down where Hurricane Ian happened, but we're still having an increased cost in goods due to cost of for transporting goods. So usually the carriers will increase your premium a couple percent a year, or increase your dwelling coverage a couple percentage points a year. But this year they're trying to catch up to what reality is. And we've seen some 6 to 8% increase in the dwelling, which obviously is going to affect some premium, but you're going to have the truer replacement cost than that. You know, we, we're not in Florida, but we have a lot of people that have property in Florida, and the whole Florida market is just an absolute. I saw the other day there's been 5 carriers who've completely pulled out of insurance carriers who've pulled out of Florida just because of what happened with Hurricane Ian. You know, it's
and that's it's happened, like you said, in the past. Other, I mean, years down the prior, I can remember that happened where people pull out because it's so high with the claims.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, another kind of a generic insurance question, but so I can imagine as a company, an insurance carrier, you have something like Ian happen and you're writing out major checks, that premium at some point they have to raise premiums, right? Am I impacted living in Indiana when things like that happen in other markets? I mean, are the premiums kind of like market related, or is it just literally like wherever that company's in business?
Well, I mean, so you take some of these carriers who do more on the national level, they might try to spread some of that premium out over throughout the whole country. But like a lot of the carriers, I mean, we write with auto owners, for instance. They're based out of Michigan. They write in most every state, but that's not where the majority of their bit. They're not a big coastal company. Use them as an example, or a Westfield Insurance out of Ohio. They do business across it. They have a big footprint across the country, but they're not heavily on the coastal. And they've chose to do that. A lot of these carriers have what's a catastrophic loss. They have to carry a certain amount of money, if you want to call it a bucket or whatever, however you want to say it, but they have to have so much for catastrophic losses based on the amount of business they have just to help cover those claim costs. So that helps not cause everyone's rates to go up, but it could be inevitable that it's going to happen in some areas. It doesn't seem fair. And I don't think it's fair, but the reality is, you know, the insurance company has to make sure that they stay viable financially, and them having those catastrophic loss coverages, you know, for them, they have reinsurance for big claims. You know, they insure, they have reinsurance kind of like the mortgage companies have too, you know, so.
Your insurance company has an insurance company who probably has an insurance company.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There you go. Right. Anything we didn't hit on that you wanted to talk about today?
No, I mean, those are the main thing. It's kind of hearing, just say for if your listeners or watchers, viewers are mainly here in the Kokomo area, it's probably not something that is common as it might be, you know, 45 miles south of here. I know my daughter, she works with a couple people that have Airbnbs. They'll have 5 and 6 Airbnbs in downtown Indianapolis, you know, either in Fountain Square or, you know, in the one of those areas, you know. And that's a big area because of all the events that they have down there, from concerts to that. So we might not be as big of a market, but it's not to say that we're not going to have several that do it here. So that's kind of when we were having our original conversation, it kind of popped up, and that's, you know, it's a topic that, you know, people don't think about. Oh, I'll just rent my house out, but am I covered for insurance?
You
know, it always seems like that's the last thing people think about.
And that's fine, but
it probably should be one of your first calls versus your last call.
Well, that's awesome, Brad. Thanks so much. So if you liked what you've seen today, if you have any questions, put them down in the comment section. We'll make sure Brad gets those. But like he said, if you're thinking about doing it because it's a hot topic, get hold of Brad and let him take care of you. Thanks for joining.
Yep.
Thanks for being on, Brad.
Thanks, guys. Hey, take care. Have a great day.
You too. So next week, we're going to be discussing real estate appraisals with Michael Migrant. What are values doing since we hit the all-time summer highs? What mistakes are people making that impact their home values? How are appraisal values calculated and more? We'll see you next Tuesday.